Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh,
this is a two-bit party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer.
Hey, 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 it's your girl, Leslie Less, live in the building with my girl, my co-host, my daughter, Natalia, live in the building, man. And tonight, we're going to be talking about some serious issues today, some hard-hitting issues, and that is teen suicide. And also this new show series on Netflix called 13 Reasons Why, which touches on teen suicide. We've had so many different teen suicidal issues that's been going on lately. Along with that, just being live on the internet and having people going live and committing suicide live. Are they glorifying suicidal issues? What are the signs of suicide? How can we prevent it? How can we talk to our youth? We want you to call in and tell us your thoughts and definitely tell us what you think about teen suicide. We got a caller live on the line from 410. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. We got a caller from the 410. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey,
hello?
It's Kiara of KMWExclusive.com.
Hey, Kiara. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great. It's definitely great to have you on the show today. We're doing definitely like a forum and everything. Natalia, you live on the line with us also?
Yes.
And we have WKMW, she does a lot of exclusive stuff. You'll get it first from her with everything that's going on. She keeps her ear to the street. And she just got an award not too long ago from Bowie. And she's also being acknowledged for an upcoming event. So definitely we're going to talk about all the great things you're doing. But I definitely know that this hits home for you in regards to teen suicide and things like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have a mentee. She's in Atlanta, Georgia, and she just recently told me that she's been battling with committing suicide. She's not getting any help from her family. Her friends don't want to listen. She has issues with the way that she looks, and no matter what's going on that's positive in her life, she just focuses on the negative. And so she was thinking about taking a life, and I literally sat down and had a conversation with her for hours, telling her all the reasons why she shouldn't take that route. But then that made me think, like, how many other people are struggling with this right now and don't have that outlet to talk to? How many other teens or individuals in college? You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, definitely, definitely. People are going through a lot of different situations. We've recently had a whole bunch of different suicides going on, not even including the teens, but the gentleman that lost it, and he actually shot himself and shot a gentleman during the Easter, past Easter holiday, and, went viral. And some people are doing it for attention because apparently it's starting to become almost like a trend, and we've seen other kids that's actually killed themselves online going live. So is it a curse? Or, is it something beneficial? How are people using social media to get the point across? What can we do to kind of talk about that? Now, my daughter, she's a teenager in the middle school age and junior high school, and they're still trying to find themselves in junior high school, high school. And I bought her more because she knew more about this show. It's called 13 Reasons on Netflix, and this young lady actually commits suicide. Natalia, can you tell us more about this show and how it kind of, took the school system and the kids you know, on a kind of ride, because it's been spread all over to the different kids in the schools, because all the high school kids have been watching this show. Talk to us about that, Natalia.
It's about a girl who killed herself, and she had 13 reasons why. She made tapes. It's 13 tapes, and each tape has their own name on their tape. It's they have reasons why she killed herself. So there are her reasons. Those people's actions brought her to lead herself to.
So basically, all of those kids basically played an intricate part in her life before she committed suicide.
Oh my God! Were there any signs? Were there any signs beforehand?
Exactly. And the thing about it is, with the movie, the girl kept all her emotions in, and apparently she left all these tapes with these 13 people, and each one of them had to pass their different tape around, basically explaining their thoughts and everything in regards to, you know, about their part in her suicide. One guy actually put a gun to his head. We don't know exactly if he's dead or not, but he thought that he was the reason because of her suicide. So everyone's life affects everyone else, but how can we see, what can we prevent? How can we prevent this issue from happening? What are the signs, you know, of depression, emotionally disturbed children? Because when I was dealing with in the high school with children with IEPs, sometimes they classify them as retarded and they don't want to learn. But a lot of these kids are emotionally disturbed due to issues that's happened at home. Maybe they've been touched. Maybe they've lost their parents. Maybe the parent is working too much and they don't really pay enough attention to them. Maybe they're being bullied. There's so many different things and different attributes that contribute to these children feeling this way. Kiera, what are some of the signs that you've seen for kids that want to commit suicide or have thoughts of doing it?
Just trying to fit into society's perception of what is cool. You know, like Malachi Hemphill over in Atlanta. You know, his suicide was accidental. I've been seeing a lot of accidental suicides as well. You know, just if he mm-hmm. had that person to talk to him and say, look, playing with a gun on Instagram Live or anywhere is not cool. You know what I'm saying? So not
exactly.
I've come to realize that not every suicide is intentional. There's a lot of accidental mm-hmm. stuff going on too. And like I said, it's a lack of guidance. It comes from home, unfortunately, you know. It comes from home. But, yeah, that's what I've noticed lately anyway.
Well, I've noticed, I mean, even with the 13 reasons and stuff with the Netflix show, I've seen a lot of stuff kind of being, I don't know if it feels like it's being glorified or is it being brought to attention with this whole going live thing, because you've seen a lot of people going live with a lot of, and the thing about it, unfortunately, America, they like violence. And they get so many, these people are actually coaching these people on actually committing suicide, or they're just watching it. They're just watching it, but they're not trying to do any prevention to help the person. I don't see anybody trying to coach these people to stop. They're constantly watching it to see what they're going to do.
Yeah, or they're watching and egging them on. Like with the two teams in Ohio, the comment section, if you paid attention to the video he posted before he committed suicide in the comment section, there were still so many negative people. Go ahead and do it. He's not serious. You know, this man is talking about taking his life. I hate lies. I honestly do. I think it is changing so much. And now every social media platform has a live stream. Every single one.
Exactly.
These kids The kids don't know how to use these social media sites. First of all, we got kids on social media that is 10, 11, 12, shouldn't even be on right.
Exactly. These kids are coming out the womb, already know how to program a phone and take a selfie and things like that. Instead of instead of focusing on things. But at the end of the day, also too, like, it starts at home, you know. And your mother, as being mothers, you know, we have to be that example for our children. And as much as we're busy doing stuff, we still try to find ways to be a part of our children's lives. I try to keep open communication with my daughter in order to talk about different things that are going on with her. Natalia, what do you feel is going on a lot in you guys' age range and stuff? Like, what's going on? What do you feel are some of the peer pressures that you guys are dealing with right now at the moment?
I'm feeling like that people who are delinquents, or like their grade point average is low, who are the popular children in school, and people who are smart and stuff, they get terrorized for being smart and everything, and they don't get all the appreciation that they should. And people who get bullied at school, nobody really cares. They think it's a real joke, and it's somebody's life.
What about the counseling services at school? How involved are they?
They're there, but not all the time.
They don't have, like, the private forums or different groups.
Different groups? No, they don't have any groups at our school. They have a counselor, but she's barely at the school.
Yeah, it's kind of almost like whenever she feels as if she wants to have time, because they really don't have. I really honestly feel they need to have in place a psychologist in there, especially for the people that deal with the IEPs, emotionally disturbed kids, but kids in general. These kids need to have a counselor in there to talk to. Some of them on a daily basis. These kids are keeping all their emotions in, and they are walking time bombs. We have a caller on the show calling in, 301. You're live on Lush Radio Online. We're talking teen suicide. Give us your thoughts. 301, you there?
Hello.
Hello, are you there? 301?
Hi.
Yes?
Yes. I just think that most students in school don't get enough attention. Like Natalia said, it's always the bad kids that get the most attention and the bad kids that bully the most people. But some people don't really know that they're getting bullied, because today in this generation they think it's normal.
Oh my gosh, wow, and you're
a teenager also? What's your name?
Yes.
And where are you calling from?
Kowtow Cream in Forestville, Maryland.
Okay. All right. And Kowtow, what do you feel are some of the, and what are your thoughts? Were you able to watch 13 Reasons Why?
Yeah, I watched 13 Reasons Why, and I didn't really like it, honestly, because I feel like Hannah, she didn't think of the consequences that came from her committing suicide. Like, she thought that she was worthless, and the way she dealt with it was, like, in a sadistic way. She blamed everybody else and everybody that tried to help her. Like, Clay wanted to help her, but she kept on pushing him away. So that's what I thought.
You as teens, what do you feel that needs to be implemented in the school, or what can we do as media people and mentors to kind of help, or you know, some type of deal with some type of prevention? What are you guys suggesting, Natalia?
I feel like we should take more like action to help people instead of like push them away, and that people now should, like, because you know how in African communities they don't really want to admit they have a mental problem because they just want to push it away. We should actually, like, go into that and get more help.
But how would you suggest that we do that? Like, what do you want us to do?
Maybe
people because we can come in all day and speak to you guys and lecture you guys, but outside of that, what's the next step?
Can I tell you, the guys there? You guys are really cute. I couldn't.
More people who have the same insight deal with it on a
You're breaking up, Natalia. What did you say again?
On a daily basis that...
We're not really hearing you, Natalia. You're kind of like breaking up. We can't hear you.
It's different for different people. And some people really don't care about bullying, and they push it away from people. So we need to find people who are on our level and who are closest to us, like family members. We need to get people to talk to their family members. And they talk.
I think I can definitely say, because when I was dealing with children with IEPs 101, and not all of them were dealing with like actual like learning disabilities. A lot of them were emotionally disturbed due to the issues, like their parents might be on drugs, or they may have separations or divorce, and it was very traumatic for the kids, you know. And they were still dealing and healing with that, or they might have been touched or something like that in the school, which I actually had to deal with abuse, you know, parents abusing them and things like that. So they shut down and they latch on to either older people, or they latch on to people that are in a negative environment, or they're still trying to fit in. So they'll do all that stuff, like end up stealing and doing different things. And it's even though they might think it's just the people who are actually accepting them in their social group, but really they're actually taunting them in a way. Mm-hmm. And the parents sometimes are in denial and say, oh, not my kid. My kid's good, because most of the time they're not in the school. They don't know. They only believe what the child is telling them. They haven't even been up to the school once. You know, they don't even know what uniform the kid walks out of the house with. You know, if they're changing their clothes and leaving school, they have no idea, because they're not involved. Or as like Cartel said, being African or being from another country, sometimes that pride plays too much of a role in their lives that they don't even want to acknowledge anything. They're like, you know, forget about it. Don't even worry about that. You need to just focus on your education. Why are you focusing on friends? But that plays an intricate part in your adolescence, you know. And we need to talk to the parents also, and they need to have counseling sessions for the parents to understand that these kids need to have open communication with their family. They need to know, like, when it comes to sex and things like that, and you know, having the talk and things. You don't want your child to find out from somebody else, or somebody touching them, or somebody violating them, or putting them in a situation. We have to have our talk with our kids. We have to have the talk about you know, peer pressure. We have to have a talk about drugs. A lot of parents try to act like it's taboo to talk about those things. Like, oh, God, I don't have that conversation. The parents need to be able to be open with their children.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Because that's where it begins.
Definitely.
And I need my child
definitely,
to be comfortable coming to me and telling me if something happened to her, or if somebody's bullying her. You know, because then it's my job as a parent to go and protect her until she's old enough to protect herself, you know?
And I know, like, go ahead. Is that Carson?
No,
what did you
ahead,
say?
Go ahead, Mom.
Oh, what I was saying was that I feel that as a whole, I think that, you know, back when I was coming up, when we had issues like this, even with suicide, possession, different events, different things like domestic violence, that we would have PSAs. The big leaders would go out and say something about it. But it seems like suicide in general has been kind of swept under the rug. Even dealing with, you know, me being a veteran, veterans, every other day, somebody in the U.S., is committing suicide because of some reason, because they feel like they're alone, which they feel like there's no hope, there's no outreach. Where is the outreach for these people? Yes, it's a phone number, but if we see signs of depression, them alienate themselves from other people, when they're starting to do, act out in violent ways and different things like that, or being more closed in, or becoming more of an introvert, we need to, you know, pay attention to these signs and then go ahead and try to actually do some intervention. we're not paying enough attention to what these kids are doing or what's going on, you know?
Absolutely.
And also I found also in you guys' school that some kids, I mean, it's nothing wrong with the homosexuality, the homosexual society, but you have some kids that feel that they need to be in that lifestyle and they want to pressure other children and force them into being that lifestyle, which is a lot of pressure mm-hmm. also. So then they're dealing with identity issues. Is that true, yeah. Natalia and Qatar?
That's because it's this boy in sixth grade, and he's gay, and these boys at school, they criticize him and say mean things about him. And today, the boy got jumped, and he had to go to the school ambulance.
Oh, no.
Because about his sexuality.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And also, I think it's like to be popular and stuff. Like they think it's cool to change for somebody else. Like they're not really doing it because they feel the need. It's because other people are like you said, pressuring them to do it.
Wow.
And like. 13 Reasons Why, the girl, her parents didn't see the signs of her, like, her depression and how she was when she was at school. Because even though parents, they can be connected to their children and everything, but they really don't know what life is going on while their child is at school and what they're going through. Because she was getting bullied every single day, but that was her choice to commit suicide and finding help for herself. And this other girl, she got raped, and she at the end of the series, she told her father, but we don't know what her father said. And that I felt like it's hard to tell your parents that you got raped. And it felt like your parents, where were they at when this happened to you? Like, they supposed to be your protector, and they weren't there for you.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
You know, these kids are facing a lot of stuff. I mean, we used to face stuff when we were in school, but I think it's so much in their face. And I think also TV and social media plays a big role on the issues that these kids are dealing with. I mean, it's in their face 4 hours a day. Even if you try to shield your children from certain things, you can't because TV is there. Social media is in their face. So we can do is arm our children with the knowledge and education and try to be aware of the signs of what is going on with our children when they leave their safe zone, which is the home. We have a caller calling out of Florida. I think this is my girl Emma E2K. Live in the building. Hey, sis.
Hey, what's going on?
Girl.
What's going on?
What's your thoughts on it?
I got to hear a little bit. The last person that was speaking, I don't know who it was, but what still resonates with what she was saying about when the child gets raped and not knowing how to tell the parent and the question that asked is, where were the parents? Sometimes, it has the parents, us as parents, we try to shelter and do as much as we possibly could, but there's so much other distractions that go on that there's no way for you to be on top of your child 24/7 and still have to work and provide for them and, you know what I'm saying, and kind of juggle life. Some parents, of course, are more there than others. There are a lot of absentee parents that are just kind of really doing their own thing and living their own life and not really paying attention to signs. And I guess when she said that, it touched me a lot because I guess, I kind of was in that situation and I blamed my mom for the things that happened to me. But then getting older, of course, I can't really put the blame on my mom. she did the best that she could with what she had and what she knew, you know? So when you know better, you do better. And this is great that you're doing the show, because it gives families tools. It gives the children and the mothers tools to listen to these children's stories, to listen to people that have gone through this already, and kind of just, you know, you got to be as involved as you possibly could and talk to them straight out. You know, they're watching programs and they're watching shows that they don't sugarcoat nothing. So why, when you speak to your kids, you sugarcoat stuff? You know, what they're watching in the street, what they're seeing in the street, what they're seeing in cable TV and all that, it's not sugarcoated. You know, they're like raw and in your face. So this is how we have to speak to our kids too. Look, this is what it is. This is what can happen when someone says this or does this or acts like that. This is what you need to do. You know, we need to arm them with all the information, all the tools, all the knowledge, and stop, you know, stop thinking, oh, well, my kid is too young. What up? Do you know how young these kids are being molested and abused and all that? Young, very young.
Kids,
so you know
kids,
what? We
kids
start getting young,
having babies at 10 years old.
Yes.
Having babies at 10 years old because somebody touched them.
And had nobody talk to them and explain to them what that even was or what it is or nothing. Had nothing. Listen, Listen, I take my daughter early, even if she's not at her age for GYN. Sit with this lady and let her explain to you. Let her show you some photos. You know, people be like, oh, but they're too young. They're not too young. That's the way the world is out here now. No, if they're gonna hear it from somewhere, they might as well hear it from the home. And you explain to them correctly. You know, you educate them correctly. Not that they see it out there and then they sugarcoat it like it's fun. Oh, it's fun. Yeah, do this. Yeah, if you're a mom, you can go get, you know, food stamps or whatever. Forget about the food stamps. You become a mom. What do you plan to do with a child? You can't even work. You're not even educated. Like, you know, like you got to take that fantasy world that they see in magazines and all that, like that's cute, all the little baby Jordan sneakers, and that's what they think about, as opposed to the 9 months they got to hold that child, how they're going to feed that child. Like, we have
right.
to, you know, speak real and truth and life to our children, no matter what age. This thing about, oh, they're not too young, because they're out there seeing this, being exposed to it. So, you know, what is it you want them to learn when they see all this, when they're exposed, when they're around it? You know what I mean?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That's
Kiera,
so true.
You wanted
yeah.
to comment on that?
No, absolutely. It's true. You have to be present in your child's life, period. There's no other way. You would rather them learn from you versus the other kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I agree with everything that she said.
Definitely. And
yeah.
Natalia and Qatar, did you guys have, you know, your feedback as, you know, you guys being teens and stuff, you know, your thoughts on that? You guys
yeah,
there?
I agree. Yeah, I agree that my parents should be more present in my lives. But, like, at the same time, if something happens to me, like, I wouldn't fully blame them because they tried their best to help me, and I understand. But I understand why they would be hurt, because, like, they would want to protect me, and they don't want anything bad to happen to me.
Yeah. You know, we go to a certain age that we feel we know everything, especially when we get close to the teenage years. And I speak for myself or whoever can relate. You know, when I was like 12, 13, my mother couldn't tell me nothing. I saw I knew everything. There was this,
right.
So she couldn't teach me nothing. Like, I've seen everything in the street. Like, I learned about sex in the street. My friends, the older ones that were already doing it, like, my mother would, God forbid, she would have that conversation with me. Like that was taboo. Like, ooh. So if you're not talking to me and explaining to me what happens when that, and I hear it from the street, and they making it like, oh, that's the coolest thing to do, then you confuse me. So am I going to be cool and do this and then find out that wasn't the cool thing? You know? So it's a balance, but it's hard with these children. Like, teenagers is no joke. You know, teenagers is no joke. Me speaking as when I was a teenager, me speaking raising teenagers, they are no joke, you know. And And it's, they're bombarded with so much stuff online. You got, you know,
pressure.
Social media, you got school, you got, it's a lot more pressure than it was when I grew up. When I grew up, if I wasn't allowed to go to the street, then I just was home watching regular TV, not even cable.
And
so now,
and
it's
you
like,
on,
now
on,
you don't even have to go outside. Yeah, now you
but
don't
on,
have to
on
go
that
outside.
Note,
everything
Emma,
is right there.
But on that note, too, Emma, not even just that, you know, some of them are not even, you know, committing suicide because of even parents and stuff. It's a lot of pressure from the schools, too, from administration,
mm-hmm.
from bullying some teachers and stuff, too. You know, they're not getting the support they need. They're getting frustrated in the class, and they've been bothering them with sometimes, like, my daughter comes home with 5 or 6 assignments that's need to be done in the same week. Like, it's, they don't get no, they don't really get a break, mental break. You know, they've bombarded
mm-hmm.
them with way more work than when we used to when we was coming up. And the Common Core is a lot of pressure. You know, and then these kids are
mm-hmm.
trying to strive because they might be that first generation person to go to college. You know, they're trying to strive to get themselves into college. You know, I know when I was coming up, because I actually found one of my old journals when I was younger, my mother had, and I was putting so much pressure on myself.
I was putting so much pressure on myself
in order to get into a good school that I was kind of losing my mind, and then I lost my father at the same time. So I actually realized when I was writing and everything, I was dealing with, I was actually an emotionally disturbed child. And I was writing poetry to try to deal with it. When I looked at some of the poetry, like I was in a dark place, you know, in myself. And I feel like I never really got time to heal my father's death. And then I found myself searching for father figures in men. And then also, like, dealing with not loving myself because I really thought I was ugly at one point. And I felt like I wasn't good enough because I really didn't feel the support from my mother. And she said certain stuff to me that kind of, like, really hurt me when I was younger and almost made me feel like I was, she made me question my sexuality, say, oh, maybe, you know, you might be gay because you're not dressed like this, you like to wear, but that was like the Aaliyah time when you was wearing baggy pants and half shirts and, you know, and you wasn't really a tomboy, but you wasn't really gay, but, you know, they assumed that. And I just wanted to get my virginity because I thought that was the thing to do so my mother wouldn't think that I was gay. You understand what I'm saying? So, It's just certain things that, you know, parents might say to their kids that actually might be detrimental to them. You know, they don't know that words are very powerful and they can affect them, especially for somebody that you look up to as your parent. And I know some of them as being young parents, because my mother, she wasn't a young parent, but it was, you know, her first child. It was like I was basically the experiment. You understand what I'm saying? When you get the first child, you know, you're going through your growing pain. So as I get older, I know she was learning. She didn't know no better. She didn't really have too much guidance because she dealt with her, you know, demons and her stuff that she dealt with. So she was trying to do the best she could also. But some of those things were detrimental to my life, you know, and I actually – didn't have the communication that I wish I had with my mom because she was always constantly working. She was a single mom after my father died, but we weren't as close as we used to be. And I actually wanted to commit suicide when I was in high school. I actually took a whole bunch of pills and tried to kill myself. And it didn't work. I just had like a headache the next day. But I guess that was God saying that, you know, it's not your time to go. But I was a mostly disturbed kid. That's why when I dealt with stuff that I was dealing with, I tried my best to be a part of my daughter's life and not just trying to be a cool mom, but understanding that I'm her mom and I'm a friend with authority because at the same time, I want her to be open with me and talk about these different things because I don't want her to find out from anybody else. I want her to come to me first, you know. I don't care what I'm doing. I teach all the way through her. Like, she'll tell you, I've substituted all the way to her, like, I think sixth or fifth grade year, you know, in her classes to make sure I'm around her to see what's going on, you know, and I talk to the kids because they need somebody that's kind of hip that can still understand what they're going through because we went through it our own way, but it wasn't this much in our face like this. It's in their face 24 hours a day. They can't go through Facebook without seeing what society deems as beautiful, as a big booty and zero waist and waist trainers and getting this and buying this, and you got to have this certain outfit or you're not, you know, you're not popular, or you wearing the same sneakers every day. Maybe that's all your mother could afford. Maybe she don't have enough money. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you're trying to make it work, but, you know, these kids got a lot of pressure on them. You got kids smoking and using profanity and all kinds of things, and some kids are fighting not to be in that realm, but it's all the time, 24 hours a day, it's in their head. So what can we do as adults? We need to intervene. We have to talk to the parents. I think we need to have, like, a situation where we talk with the parents, have a parent and child talk, and let's have a big forum, and let's hear from what the parents and their feedback, have a conversation with their kids. Let's talk. We got a caller from the line. The caller is from 240-421. You're live on Lush Radio Online. You're live with the ladies and the teens, and we're talking about teen suicide and 13 Reasons Why. Tell us your name and where you're calling from and your thoughts. 240? Oh, okay. I guess they got scared. Okay. It's all good. It's all good. We're going to go to a quick song, and we're going to come right back with the ladies. You're live with ME2K, Kiera, KMW Exclusives, and we also have Kaltar and Natalia live in the building. So we're going to come right back. You can call in at 213-943-3705. So we're going to go to some quick music, and we're going to come back. www.lushradioonline.com. Let's talk teen suicide. Listening to Lush Radio Online. Don't forget to log on to Lush Radio Online, www.lushradioonline.com. Follow us on Instagram at Lush Radio Online, Twitter at Lush Radio Online, or you can Google us, Lush Radio Online. Don't forget to check out Emma E2K. She's coming back each and every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m., and that's jumpstarting your morning with Motivational Mondays. You already know what it is, and tonight we're talking about Let's Talk Teen Suicide and 13 Reasons Why on Netflix. We got callers live on the line. We have callers from out of Baltimore, Florida, and the DMV area. And we have Natalia, my co-host, my daughter. We also have Kaltar, and we have ME2K, and we have Kiera from KMW Exclusives. So So she's live on the line. And I want you guys to call in and chime in and give us your thoughts on teen suicide and how we can implement some type of prevention in the home and in the school. So we're going to go back to the phone lines. And we also have a caller from out of the DMV area. I think this is 240. Once we can get this line back open real quick. We have a caller from the 240-421 area code. Are you there? Caller from the 240-421. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. It's okay. You can chime in. Even if you don't know what to say, you can just tell us your name and where you're calling from. Okay, you can just stay on the line. Okay, so ladies, so what I'm seeing right now is that we need intervention in both areas. We need intervention at the home, we need intervention at the school, and we need intervention, actually, I think three ways, in the community. I think we need to have a forum with parents and children, because I don't think that there's conversation and communication that's going on properly with the parents and the kids. I think Natalia and Qatar wanted to chime in and say something real quick. Ladies, go ahead.
The part where you said about the teachers not caring, I fully understand that, because one day a teacher gave us a project, right? And we had project after project after project. And I asked the teacher, do you really care if we're stressed? And exactly words what he said. He said, no, I really don't. And I was like, what? Don't you get stressed? And what about us? Do you not care or anything? Why be a teacher if you don't care about us too? And for society norms, it's for all teenagers, because at our school, if you don't wear Jordans or if girls don't wear pink and everything, you not good enough, or you not popular. You just those little girls over there on the side who sit at their own table, who are weird and everything. But they could be the smart. They could be your in the future. They can be your boss, and you're gonna be the lowest of the low.
The next president. They could be the next president.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I think we need to do more than the forums, too. I think we need to get, like, notable women in all different communities.
Exactly.
And start these smaller mentorship programs, you know, and actually meet
exactly.
with these girls, have these weekly calls with the girls if they're out of state, you know, and just to let them know that they are powerful, you know, that they're beautiful, kind of do affirmations with them. You know, and then maybe they'll pick it up and start to do it themselves and start to feel better about themselves. You know, so I think we should break it down into smaller groups as well. And, like, I don't know how
exactly
to do with us, but, you know, use the platform and the connections that we do know.
Well, I was gonna say definitely, because, Kiera, you do a lot of outreach also. I was thinking, we know a lot of people and a lot of women, and then we also know some celebrities and different people we connect with. Maybe if we can sit down with another production company, or even if I should or whatever, we can do some type of, like, PSA and connect with even these women in media also. And just like they were doing, I think something with domestic violence. And I think we should do a PSA. And we can also, you know, go into these schools, and we need to set some type of initiative. Have it on black and white, and our target points on the things we want to touch, and have these forums with these girls, with the girls first, and then we can actually have, like, our own town hall, bringing in the parents with the children for the talks, and see how we can do something and put together workshops of the children bonding with their parents.
We are the people's voices.
Absolutely. I agree 100% with you. Absolutely. Something has to give, and it has to be now. Like, something has to happen now.
Exactly.
You know?
We can during the calls and stuff, which is great, and I can implement a you know, teen talk weekly, and the kids can definitely give me topics on the things that they're facing daily with the schools, and how we as adults can, you know, give them advice and stuff and things like that. And also, like Kiera said, self-love. I don't feel like us as friends sometimes are, because we're frustrated in dealing with our issues, I don't think we're implementing self-love to our children. We're not speaking life into our children. You know, like what I love about DJ Khaled, even though he need to let that little baby rest a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, he's producing albums and everything and riding on yachts, and he can barely walk yet. But I'm just saying, though, you know, he's wearing my college tuition around his neck, but he slouches up to his child every day. He says, you're a boss, you're a king, you know, and that child feels that connection, you know. We don't tell our daughters, you're beautiful enough. You're beautiful. You're handsome. You can do anything you put your mind to it. Anything you want to do, I will support you. I don't really tell my daughter, oh, she can't do that. I'm like, you want to do it? Let's try it, you know. The worst thing you can do is it doesn't work out. Let's try it. Let's do it. I'll try to support whatever, because I don't want to deny my child of anything, you know, in life. I feel like there's no limitations on the potential children have, but sometimes, okay, like the people that grew up back in the day when they were dealing with the separation of when they were dealing with segregation, some of the parents, they just started integration and the black kids were going to school, they would tell them, all you need is just your arithmetic. You're not going to be able to be a lawyer. You're only going to be able to be a janitor, or you're only going to be able to do this. You're only going to be able to do that. So some people actually mentally were distraught about that, and they never moved any further in their career. Some of them, all they became was just stayed as a security guard back then, or they just stayed being a maintenance man, or they just stayed doing certain things because they felt they couldn't go any farther in their life because of things that adults told them at an age of adolescence. You know, our words are very powerful. You know, whatever you speak into existence, sometimes it can affect people. So sometimes we have to watch what we say as adults, because even though you might not mean it at that time, you have to go back to that child. Even if you said something very harsh to them, you have to reaffirm them, okay, I was kind of stressed. I apologize. You know, I didn't mean what I said, you know. Go ahead, Karen.
I have a question for Natalia. In school, do you feel like you connect more with the younger teachers, or do you feel like they bully more than just putting pressure on you? They kind of bully the class too, because I've been hearing that too. Like sometimes they feel like not only the students are bullies, but the teachers are bullies. They say things about the way a child looks, maybe their hair or what they have on. Do you feel like you go through that in school, or somebody you know, or is there a special connection to the younger teachers, you feel like?
I have a connection with like one of my teachers, because we was doing we started a new project at school in his class, and it was about silence. We read a story about it at his school in class, and it was like, in the time we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. And it was about a man who was a teacher, and he was always silent, and people was talking about his students, and he didn't say anything at all. And he shut his mouth when a homeless man was just asking for help for him, help. And he said, it says silence is a fear and it's pain and you don't talk. And we spend so much time listening to the things people are saying, but we don't rather pay attention to the things they don't say. Some people just want to feel human. We just want some compliments at least once a day. And we don't want to get shut down, let our self-esteem get thrown down along three more notches. And we want to be higher. We want to be encouraged. We want to be confident about ourselves. And sometimes the teachers and stuff, they don't do that. Because it's this one security guard at school. He talks about the students, and he just says, like, boy with a bad hairline, come over here and stuff. And that will break somebody down, because that's in front of everybody, like the whole lunchroom, and that's making him feel like he's worthless and he doesn't belong there, and he has to have a perfect hairline to fit in. And sometimes you got to speak up for yourself, because I know, even though I know, because he's an adult, but some that's not right to bring down a child.
No, absolutely. I completely agree with you. I knew that was an issue, so I wanted to ask if you were experiencing it in your school as well. Apparently, yes. Yeah. This is crazy.
Definitely. I actually have my homegirl, Sharina. She's on the line. She's actually a social worker. She deals with different juveniles, and she's dealt with a lot of different, you know, issues with, you know, kids dealing with self-esteem. And, you know, like she said, it always starts at home. Sharina, are you able to chime in a little bit? I know there's a lot of stuff going on where you're at, but is it you're able to chime in a little bit? Sharina,
yeah,
are you there?
Just for a quick minute. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear
Hello?
You, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Hello,
yeah,
everyone. Just for a quick moment, I'm actually at work at the moment. I work with adolescents, so it's really important for me to kind of spread this message. I think that the biggest idea of this whole series and 13 Reasons Why is it gives off a message that's, one, on a positive note for those who are not emotionally unstable, and then on the other side, you have those who are a little bit more emotionally unstable that just can't handle that sort of information, so it can lead to being glorified. And I think we talked about this, you know, just in general, you know, where people come to the realization that this is okay. It's kind of being seen as it's okay that life throw these challenges your way for you to just take your life, or for you to just not even think about talking to someone. So one of the things that I promote is giving kids an opportunity to feel comfortable in talking to someone. It doesn't have to be their parent. You know, if they're not close to their parents, having someone that they can trust, I think that's the most important piece. So I wanted to just kind of, I'm listening to you guys, but obviously I can't stay on the line as much. I can listen, but I do think that the biggest piece, and I talked to some of my kids about it, and most of them have watched the series, and that's pretty surprising too. So they're listening, they're seeing it, but are they really getting ideas from it, is my thoughts.
Well, Arena, I know you can't stay too long, but what do you feel made these kids, because mostly kids don't really look at a lot of Netflix series, so what do you feel caused these kids to actually want to watch this series? Because I kind of felt like they were targeting kids in general, because I started seeing a lot of the advertisements, especially where it came to places where they were having things with kids on it and stuff. What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it definitely was advertised. I don't think the kids watch a lot of stuff like that on Netflix. They'll watch a lot of other things on Netflix, but surprisingly, I did hear that thing advertised as, oh, number one Netflix series. I'm sure it's going to draw attention to the young adolescents. And I don't know. It's honestly, I haven't seen the whole thing yet, but my thoughts were there was some intervention, like, you know, them putting posters up and talking about how to go out and get help, which is a positive message. But my fear is that it's going to open up the doors for those who are unstable, who do have the depression and anxiety and cannot handle life as it comes their way. That's an option for them. And that's why they have to know who to go to and want to, you know, giving them resources, obviously, to help them with any sort of suicidal thoughts and, you know, giving them that option. But definitely having someone,
definitely,
like, this is a very good resource, having the young adolescents and young teens here to kind of look at what they can also spread the message to their peers at school. You know, this is somewhere you can go to get help in case you need it.
Definitely. And the whole reason why I even started this today was because actually me and my daughter were talking about the 13 reasons, and I actually talked to Sharina, and we were talking about it. We actually had kind of a debate. We were talking about it, and she has a lot of expertise in dealing with adolescents and things like that. And I think it's an issue that's been swept under the rug. I mean, it, you know, when we were coming up, you know, you had PSAs to talk about this stuff. They don't really talk about it. But for you two, Kaltar and Natalia, how do you feel that social media is adding or either glorifying, per se, using these lives? You know, what are your thoughts on that, guys?
I think with the boy and the girl, I don't really think that should have been on social media. I feel like it should have been a personal issue that their families would have dealt with, because, as you said, it kind of glorified how he did that, and people think that it was okay and that it was, like, that it was okay for him to do that, but I don't think that should have been on social media at all.
And how the boy who shot himself on I don't know if it was Facebook Live or Instagram Live, and and where was their parents at the time? Where was the people who were supposed to support him? And how did he get the gun anyway? Nobody's watching him. Nobody's seeing what he's doing. Like, y'all have to, like, look and find and see signs of anything that's going on in your child's life.
I believe that parents really, a lot of parents don't want to be nosy because they want to be their child's friend. That's a huge, huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that as parents, we are supposed to, okay, let me see your phone, you know, or let me follow you. If you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook, let me follow you. I need to know what you're posting. I need to know what you're thinking, you know. Who are you talking to online? Who are you talking to? I hope you're not talking to anybody online, but who are you talking to on the phone? Invite your friends over to the house. I need to know. For real. Invite your friends over to the house. I need to know who you're surrounding yourself with. You know?
Exactly.
I need to know everything. I need to be that nosy parent. I want y'all to come over to my house. I don't want you to go over. Come to my house. Let me have a conversation with all of y'all. You know,
exactly.
And as far as the young man who killed himself online, his mom was actually downstairs. His mom was downstairs.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, she heard the
That's
gun
crazy.
Go off. She ran up the steps. Yes, she heard it go off. Yeah, she was downstairs, 13 years old, got the gun from a friend.
Wow. And speaking of that, let's talk about these. They might not commit suicide, but you got these people that are cutters, you know. And don't get it twisted. It's not just white people. We have minorities that are doing it also, that are cutting themselves as a form of relief to deal with their stress. And if you pull their sleeves up, most of them have cuffs going all the way up to their, at least going up halfway to the inner of their arm, inside of their arm, of cuts, or they're cutting in the same place where they're just relieving stress. And eventually when they get to the point, some of them attempt suicide. So we have to see for signs of physical afflicting abuse on themselves also. You know, we have look at signs of that also.
That, too, was in 13 Reasons Why. This girl was cutting herself, and nobody was really seeing that she was cutting herself. And she kept doing it, and nobody cared at all.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm. I was and speaking of cutting, because I had just watched this Korean movie, and it was called a 35-year-old student. She actually dealt with bullying and stuff in her school, and she never completed high school, but she ended up becoming a predominant person because she had somebody that believed in her and caused some intervention. But she blamed her mom so much, and she was a single parent, and her parent tried to do everything that she could, because all her mom told her was to help her other friends because she was being bullied, and then the bullying turned around to happen to her, and the girl couldn't take it anymore, and she started closing herself in, and she told her mother not to be in her life, and her mother couldn't take it anymore. She ended up jumping off of a building and killing herself, you know.
Oh my goodness.
So when parents really love their kids so much and they feel like that's all they have, for their kid not being able to talk to them or do, and you know, they rather die because that's all they have, you know. So it works both ways too, you know. So one of the incidents, it took different stories than the 35-year-old kind of basically helped all these different kids in this classroom to deal with things in their lives. Like one child was doing prostitution because she needed money so bad, because she ended up talking to this older guy, which actually wanted to sell her into sex trafficking, you know, because
and he was taking her money and she was skipping school to try to get a job because she wanted to give this guy money. He was taking her money. And, you know, the girl actually told her that she, you know, you need to love yourself and you don't need to do that. You had another young lady, she was telling her father was a superintendent, but he didn't know that the child was getting bullied, but it wasn't really bullying. The father was putting pressure on her, but the girls were bullying her in order for her to be accepted in the group. They're telling her, well, they don't have money, so in order for them to get money, go steal the money, steal somebody's pocketbook, you know, go steal clothes and stuff, you know, so they can, you know, have the stuff, and they're getting her in trouble, and she's getting locked up, and the girl was telling her that she doesn't need to do that. Then there was another young girl. She was cutting herself every day and getting bullied and eating inside the bathroom because no one would sit with her and stuff. And she would cut herself silently in the bathroom and eat her lunch in the bathroom, in a woman's bathroom. And come to find out, she was doing that because she thought her parents were getting divorced or arguing because of her, and she didn't pass her exams and she didn't live up to the potential her parents wanted. That's why they wanted to, she wanted to commit suicide. But the parents, when they really intervened, when the parents went to the house, they realized that the parents were actually mad at themselves because they felt they didn't know how to deal with the situation because they knew about the child cutting, but they didn't know how to deal with it, and they thought it was their fault, and that's why they wanted to commit. They wanted to get a divorce. So when the child realized and they communicated with each other, she realized it wasn't her fault that they were getting in the argument. So it's communication also. Communication plays a part with kids, and when you're having issues as an adult and the kids are seeing that, they're feeling what they're feeling. So if you're in a bad relationship with a man or somebody or with a woman, whatever your preference is, these children are seeing that. That affects them. No child wants their parent to go through issues because they take on their pain also, you know. So, I mean, it works both ways, and I think we need to build more on communication, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Definitely. You know, so what can we do? We're asking the callers, what can we do as individuals? And what can you guys as teens do in your school, you feel you can do in your school to bring awareness? What kind of ideas can you throw in the pot for us to, you know, kind of work on, Natalia and Kartar? What can we do?
Maybe we should have some more people like you that come in, because like a lot of the people they bring in are like elderly. They don't really like get to us, and we need people that that have stories behind them.
Hold
and
on,
just, like,
hold on, fucking Kaltar, hold on one second. What exactly is your definition of elderly?
Natalia.
Yeah.
You know, like, Grandpa?
Yeah, Grandpa.
Yeah, like, people like him. Like, he's like, 70?
He's nice and stuff, but he looks old for that.
What's old? Because sometimes, like, 40 isn't old. 30 isn't old. Sometimes you gotta say, we're old. And we're like 30.
No, like, he's, like, 70.
60 or something?
Okay, that's kind of old. All right. Go ahead, continue, Kaltar. My bad. That was just funny. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think
like people who have like stories behind them and how like they used to like think about suicide and stuff.
Like, what's that? It's a thing called Shook Hood Dream Tour. He had a story behind his company. And Kata, what was it about again?
It was about how you should like try your best. And, like, people who have trouble.
Yeah,
help
the kids who like
they counsel
cool.
them. And stuff, but they,
yeah,
they
and counsel
really, like,
them. He was a good example of people who we need, because he comes like every single year and comes to our school and encourages us to do our best, and we can succeed, and how he got his dreams, he's succeeded, we can do the same thing, and We don't need nobody to bring us down. We are our own encouragers. We have it, and school is very.
I think you just broke up, Talia.
Who, me?
Yeah, I think you just broke up. Go ahead, repeat the last part you were saying.
I said that school is a big part of how you get to where you want to be and your soul and how you see yourself and your aura of how you feel about life, and it's about counseling and about helping you with your schoolwork, and that's how I feel like we should need that more in school, because some kids didn't really like go into the program because they didn't really feel like they really needed to, because they felt the kids was bad. They felt it was okay because their parents, they like just like them. They're their best friend, that they be twerking with them and everything like it's okay, but it's really not.
And yet, like, some of the people, they just go to get out of class. Like, they don't really have anything they really want to achieve. It's just because they get out of, like, the classes.
Yeah, that too.
So how can, if we were to come to the school, how can we make it interesting for you guys?
Like, tell hi, Mom, how you tell your story. That intrigues us. That makes us want to get into what you're trying to give to us.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So basically, anybody has to have a story behind whatever they're saying, especially, I guess, to relate to you guys, because I noticed when I used to teach with you guys that, you know, I got to relate to what you guys are dealing with, and especially when it deals with, when they see, like, you're with a predominant figure that they relate to, they're more likely to deal with you. You know, like, me and Kiara deal with celebrities and different people, so if we show them a slideshow and show them, okay, these are the people, oh, they're famous or what, they're more intrigued to listen to you. And then also bringing a story that, look, you know, I'm still a regular person just like you. You know, I dealt with my stuff, and I felt, you know, these insecurities also, you know. And I'm still dealing with, you know, stuff that, you know, so, yeah. And go ahead, guys. What were you guys saying again? Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead. Kautar?
Oh, I was saying, like, maybe have, like, maybe, like, videos of, like, your story, because, like, when you're, like, a teenager, you don't really like, really listening to people talk. You like watching videos and seeing, like, the interactions in the videos.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
So I think that's a good idea. What you think here?
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's an excellent idea. Yeah.
So that's what I was saying. If we can do that PSA thing, I guess put a initiative behind it and get predominant people that they know, I guess, in the area, or that they, you know what I'm saying, they listen to, and they're saying the stuff that we're saying, I think we can definitely do all this. Because just like sometimes we as adults, we have a short attention span when we listen to the speakers sometimes. We're like, is it over yet? You know?
So, yes.
I'm like, is this over? Like, you telling us a whole book. Like, come on. But, so I mean, they have a short attention span. Let's just be honest with it. So if we're able to compile an effective video that can touch on everything we're talking about, because I don't even think they like PowerPoints either. So if we can do a hot video that can appeal to them, I think we can definitely get the point across, and if we're able to use our channels to kind of run it, to kind of bring awareness to it, and then also engage with the forums, you know, I think that would be good also. And Natalia, with the other stuff you said, that other things, because so we got video, we got talking with the parents and the kids. What else can we do?
Not PowerPoint, because that's boring.
Yeah.
you can
get, like, some encouraging songs, I think, or, like, y'all can do some skits, you know, like,
skits,
you know what skits is.
Yeah, we know.
Like,
we're not that slow. Sometimes they think we real old. Oh my Lord, have Jesus. Okay, so yeah, we can do so. So we got skits, we got video, and we have talks. And is there any other ones that we can do, guys? Because we're learning from you guys also, you know, at the same time. Guys, you
how
there?
Far?
Oh, we got another. We have another caller on the line. We're talking about things we can implement to, you know, going to schools and effectively deal with change, and talking about teen suicide and just issues that teens are dealing with on a daily basis. Caller is live on the line from 240-830. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. 24. Oh, okay. I guess they were shy. All right. So guys, what else can we do? So we got video. We have forums. We have skits. So in the skits, what would we do? Would we do what kind of things would we touch on in the skit? What scenarios?
Maybe we should have like. Oh, and that's how you can go.
No, you got it, Qatar.
Maybe we should do like a person that's going through like a depression stage, and nobody really catches the symptoms yet, and then people just like walk by her and kind of like see her by herself and don't do anything. Like they choose to be silent.
Uh-huh. Mm.
That's good.
Then,
okay, that's interesting.
It's this man who called Prince EA. And he do inspirational speeches, and he talks about like, sorry, new generation, that we didn't care about how you really felt. Like, do like it's catchy, but it's like an inspiration, you know, saying, and it's like preaching, but it's really not. And we more listen to that because it sounds like it's really like. Hitting hard to our heart, like we is they know what we're coming from.
Okay, so we have the depression with the person sitting there and people walking by not paying attention. Then we have the inspirational, which I actually seen the person that she was talking about. We can actually snatch his video and actually implicate it into. There's actually one that actually talks about the generational, how we didn't really pay attention to the new age. Because I think I was Generation X at the time, and then before me was the baby boomer. So I don't know exactly what you guys' generation is labeled now. Is it millennials? Was the next generation after me was millennials or what? I don't know. There's so many different generational changes. So
that's something like, what is generation?
What is your generation, A-Label? You guys are the microwave generation? Oh, okay.
So. No.
Okay, so we got the depression. Welcome. Is that what it is?
I don't think
I've heard it, but we are living, this generation is more fast-paced than when I was growing up.
Because microwave is like, we more fast and... Like, we go more food places, we get fast food, we don't get home-cooked meals, but some people do, yeah. We both should be on our...
Oh, my God. That's true, though. There are some kids that don't get home-cooked meals, though, you know. But, I mean, in some of them generations, because the generation before didn't teach them how to cook, and they rather go out and buy stuff. So, you know, you can't really blame them because they didn't know, you know, like you can't teach somebody to love if they never knew what love was. If you didn't give your child hugs and tell them you love them, how are they going to express that to somebody else? You know, so, you know, we have to lead by example. So I think getting the inspirational video with the guy talking, we can, you know, splice that in.
and doing the skits. So, like, with the skits, we talk about the girl dealing with depression. Maybe we can do a skit with somebody fake acting like they're cutting themselves and dealing with the cutting, you know. Maybe somebody finding out, you know, checking their sleeves or whatever with the cutting. Maybe a situation where the person is dealing with their sexuality, because it's not taboo anymore. It's in your face, you know, with the homosexuality. So just dealing with a situation with peer pressure, bullying of your sexual origin, you know, orientation. So maybe we can talk about those things, you know. And then maybe the kids that they label as nerds or geeks, I always think nerds are cool because I'm a nerd myself. You know, maybe those kids is dealing with, you know, that watch anime or they're trying to get the good grades and they feel like they're either pressured by their parents to be a certain person that they really aren't, or they're trying their best to lead by their parents' example, you know, and it's a lot of pressure on them, or they feel like they're the outcast because they're not into what the popular, you know, the popular society thinks is supposed to be cool and stuff. And, you know, we definitely appreciate everybody that is on the line and stuff like that. And, you know, I know we got some people that might have to jump off, but I appreciate everybody that chimed in. We got a lot of good information, and we connected with a lot of people, and we got some good feedback. So I'm definitely going to have to, like, team up with Kiara. And, you know, we'll team up with Kiara and definitely team up and let's, you know, get something started. Let's get this initiative started and let's make it happen, you know. And you definitely, you know, gave us some things to think about, because I think you guys gave some great, I don't know, what were your thoughts, Kiara? I think I learned a lot from this forum today. I know you got to jump off in a few. Yeah, I think Kiara had to jump off in a few, but we appreciate Kiara for definitely chiming in. Make sure you check her out, KMW Exclusives, and, you know, definitely support everything she has going on. You know, she's doing some amazing things, and she's definitely giving back to the community. So you could check her out and check out her radio show. You know, definitely supporting sisters in the media doing amazing things. And Taya and Kaltar, do you have any inspirational things that you would like to tell your peers or people out there that are listening, you know, when it comes to suicide and, you know, just, you know, parents? Do you want to give any us as parents advice, you know?
You got it, or you want me to go?
You can go.
For kids our age, y'all be yourselves, watch anime, anything, because they say if boys watch anime, they're gay. I don't care. Anime is good. Your size doesn't matter. You're beautiful all over. Your hair, if it's messed up, it don't matter. You're still beautiful because God made us all unique, and we are who we are, and we are made with a paintbrush, and it doesn't matter. Nobody's perfect. Who cares? Whatever people say, you are what you are. Believe in yourself, and you will achieve your dreams.
Oh, yeah. Just it doesn't matter what you wear and how you look like. It's, we all have the same blood. We all bleed. We're all the same. So you shouldn't care about what other people think of you, because in the long run, they're not going to be with you forever. Like, you're going to be by yourself, being your own boss, and you're going to be only having employees, and those are probably going to be your employees.
And for parents, y'all, I know, just look out for your child. I know y'all do y'all best. Y'all working hard for y'all, hustling for y'all children. But just sometimes look and connect with them, have a sit down with them, talk to them, and see how they're doing in their life. And if they need help with some homework, you be there and help them with their homework.
Yeah. And Kaltar, your advice to parents? Kaltar, do you have any advice for parents? Did Kaltar jump off the phone?
I guess so.
Okay. So, but I think that was some amazing stuff that you talked about, Natalia, that, you know, like you said, we all have our hustle. We all as parents, especially as single mothers. And, you know, even if we do have a man in our life, you know, women, we take on a lot, you know, as parents, trying to take care of our children and making sacrifices. And I actually learned a lot from you guys, you teenagers. Just, I knew there was issues that was going on in the school system, and which kind of made me kind of step away a little bit, because I think there needs to be more support with the kids. I think as a community, as a whole, we start from the home. You know, you plant the seed and you let it grow. And we're not planting seeds in our children. We're not planting seeds in the community. We're not planting seeds in the school system. Just going up there once in a while isn't enough. You have to be a part. You have to engage with your children. We have to have communication, and that's what we need to establish, and that's what we need to grow as a family, as a community, and as our future leaders here. Our children are our future, as they say, and it starts at the home. We're in charge of their souls, and we're in charge of guiding them. We have to lead by example, and I thank God for everybody that called into the show. This was a very eye-opening discussion. I think it needed to be talked about. If you are having issues, if you are feeling depression right now at the moment, whether you're a veteran, veteran like me, Army veteran, military veteran, or just anybody in general, or you're a teen, there are suicide prevention hotlines that you can call. And the suicide prevention line, or you can go to suicidepreventionlifeline.org or call 1-800-273-8255. Excuse me. No matter how tough things get, help. There are people who are willing to listen to you. There are people whose lives will never remain the same again if you make that decision. Get help. Your life matters, and you're loved. Many people forget to show just how much they love from time to time, but you are loved. And in some years' time, when you look back at it, you know, in your depression, you'll be glad that you got the help and you moved on. And we have to instill self-love. So you have to love yourself first, and you have to love, you know, you. You know, you are the person that matters, you know. And I love you. We love you here at Lush Radio Online, and, you know, it's all about you. When you look at yourself, I challenge all of you guys to look in the mirror in the morning and tell yourself that you're important, that you're loved, that you mean something, that you're going to go out and get your blessings. You know, there's an abundance of blessings out there for you. You know, you have to open up your mind and be able to accept that. No matter what shoes, no matter what clothes, no matter what jewelry, you can't take that with you when you die. I want my flowers now. Let's get our flowers now while we're here. Let's get our followers now while we're here to see them. Let's not get followers because I'm trying to attempt suicide, or I'm trying to get attention because I'm not getting that from my parents. Let's try to take that negativity and turn it into something positive. Try to impact somebody else's life. And if you're a teen, or you're somebody out there that is aware of somebody that's going through something, let's talk about it. Let's have a discussion, you know, step in, you know, and, you know, because you might save somebody's life. And when somebody calls you and says, I need to talk to you, even if you haven't talked to that person for years, you never know. You could be sitting on a bus and somebody just wants to talk to you because they're dealing with stuff. You might have saved somebody's life. So we have to be aware of what's going on in life. We have to spread love. And life might throw you a curveball, but remember, you're always in control of what direction it goes, you know. So let's be able to be – just spread love. Let's show love. Let's create conversation. Let's create communication. And this is Lush Radio Online, and we love you guys. We love you teens. We love all of you guys. We are the people's voice. You know, we're talking about hard-hitting issues. And I think with this forum, I think we'll talk again and bring the teens back and talk about get some more topics from the teens, and we'll talk about it. What do you guys say, Natalia and Kartar? Would you like to come back and talk again and and have another forum?
On a different show,
have another forum, just talking about issues that you guys face at school.
Yeah, or we should. She left, but I'm still texting her.
Definitely. Well, that's what it is. We definitely appreciate you guys. This is Lush Radio Online. Don't forget to check out Motivational Mondays with Emma E2K each and every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. She'll be back on air May the 1st, so check that out. Don't forget to check us out at www.lushradioonline.com. Also, don't forget that Dear White People movie is dropping. I mean, not movie, but series is dropping on Netflix coming this Friday. So check that out. It is going down. The new interview that we did with the cast of Dear White People will be on Lush Radio Online coming soon. Also, don't forget Fast and the Furious, or Fate of the Furious 8, came out. Definitely a hard-hitting, baby on board, action, twister, thriller, action-packed. Definitely going to go see it again. Definitely, if you're going to check out something in the movies, check that out. Baby Boss, awesome, funny. And Cars 2 is coming out soon also. So some things to check it out. And follow us on Lush Radio Online, on Instagram, Facebook, Lush Radio Online. Google us because we're Googleable, baby. Lush Radio Online. Don't forget, we are the people's voice. And they say people don't care about us, but they really do care about us. Your life affects someone else. But we're going to play this Michael Jackson. They don't really care about us, but I care about you. Peace.